All right, good evening. We have now been joined by our second place finisher, driver of the number 18 M&M's Caramel Toyota. And Kyle, obviously, you would always prefer to be one spot better, but talk a little bit about your night and coming home second this evening.
Yeah, it was a really good effort for us, really good race for us. You know, I certainly wish that we could have kept pace with the 11 a little bit longer. We were right there with him for a long time, longer than we had all night long in that final stint. But he got through a couple lap cars a little quicker than I did, and then they got side by side, and then I got sucked into the fence, and after that it just wasn't the same. So we just had to try to bide our time and just come home, you know, in one piece, or nobody was coming behind us. So we just had to, I think we had a 7-second gap or something behind us, so we had a long ways to give up. So we just did that, you know, and the 11 was just the car of the day and class of the field. So, you know, congratulations to those guys that we saw it in practice here on Friday, and I was hoping we could hang with them there a little bit more, but I think I made too many adjustments to our car and got us out of place there for the last two stints.
All right, we'll go ahead and take questions for Kyle. If you have one, please raise your hand, say your name and affiliation. We'll start with Mike.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. Kyle, I guess Denny's not the first guy to miss pit road here, but can you describe how different this entrance is? Is it much harder than most?
Yeah, this one's probably especially one of the hardest, especially because the tire fall off is just so great here. You know, I think Dover's obviously another one that's pretty sketchy to try to get down, but Darlington here is probably the worst. But you know, I thought actually that was going to be our saving grace to win the race. Was Denny missing pit road because we were ahead of him? When he missed it, I passed him, and then we came down pit road, and we didn't have one of the best stops of the day there on the final one. The 11 must have, because they passed us back leaving pit road, and I just wasn't able to get back in front of him. I felt like if I could have had the track position over him, that possibly I could have chased down to 78 and been able to win the race. But you know, give it to the 11; they were fast.
All right, I believe we have a question in the middle. Thank you. And then we have an additional question over there.
Hunter Thomas, TheFourthTurn.com. Darlington's known for long runs and real physical race. Did the stages kind of break that up for you and help you catch your breath, or was it kind of the same?
I thought it was normal. I thought it was normal Darlington. I thought actually early in the race we were going through tire sets way too fast. You know, we were 28 laps, 30 laps, 16 laps, 8 laps, you know, so it was early. Normally, you know, our tire runs are 48, 55 laps, something like that. It's normally when guys are starting to pit. So I thought we were clicking tire sets off too fast. But obviously there at the end when it went green was a good thing for us. And Adam Stevens and Wheels were obviously on the same game plan there to just pit once and stretch it a little bit longer that second to last run. And then the last run obviously stretch it too. And I think a lot of people, when they pitted early, they kind of caught on to what Denny and I were doing. And we basically forced their hand that they had to stay out. They were just going to lose way too much track position if they pitted, because they would have lost a lap. I think the four, a couple other guys, I don't remember exactly who. Maybe the 20 was actually one that did pit twice, so he finished sixth. But overall, it was just a real good heads-up call by the 11 and the 18 crew chiefs.
All right, we'll take a question over here.
Jacob Seelman, Performance Motorsports Network. Kyle, you talk about the game plan and the call by Adam Stevens. Was that something that a potential scenario that you guys had talked about before the race to try and end up on fresher tires at the end of the field, or one of those that just kind of formed for you guys as the race played out?
No, that's off the hip call. You know, obviously you can't plan for those things. You can't plan for how the cautions are going to fall, where they're going to fall, what tire strategies are going to be, etc. So, our guys just made that call on the fly, and we stayed out a little bit longer that second to last stint. So, good call by them, and being able to be heads up like that.
All right, Kyle, we appreciate your time, and we'll go ahead and let you.
All right, thanks.
Get on out of here. Thank you. All right, we've now been joined by Martin Truex Jr. And Martin, obviously, I know that you would much prefer to be here under a different circumstance as far as going to victory lane after that run tonight, but you did clinch the regular season champion, which I know can give you a little bit of breathing room going into next week in Richmond and then officially into the playoffs. But talk a little bit about your race tonight, but then also just the overall dominant performance of your team this season to be in this position one race ahead of going into Richmond.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a a bittersweet night for us, you know, to come up just two laps short there, blow a tire at the end, you know, after really having no issues with tires all night and having such a good race car. So, yeah, I don't know if that last run was the longest one we made all night. I'm not really sure, to be honest. I was kind of out there caught up driving my guts out at the end trying to hang on. And it's unfortunate we blew the tire, but really proud of everybody on this team for an amazing season so far. And, you know, to lock up the regular season points is it's a huge accomplishment for us, for our team. You know, I feel like we've come a long way in just a few years together and continue to climb. So proud of everybody. Wish we could have won, but that's the breaks. Sometimes they go your way. Sometimes they don't. And, you know, tonight we come up a little short, but definitely a lot to be proud of.
All right. Let's go ahead and take questions for Martin. If you have one, please raise your hand and state your name and affiliation, and we're going to start up front. Right here. Can we get a microphone up here, please? Right here. Anybody? Oh, here we come. Okay, perfect.
All good. Martin, hey.
Yeah.
Brendan Marks, the Charlotte Observer. Before you blew that last tire, did you think you were going to be able to hang on till the end and outlast it?
Well, the plan was to try, you know. I mean, I didn't know how far back they were. I didn't know how fast they were going. I didn't know how many laps fresher their tires were. They told me that they thought I could hold him off, and they gave me, you know, the intervals and how fast he was catching me. And, you know, with two to go, I seen him coming. But, you know, catching somebody passing is a whole different deal here. And I was really holding my own pretty well and clean, if I could get some clean air. And every time I catch a lap car, they'd just drive off in the corner, slide up in front of me. And then I was just so loose on those old tires, you know, around other cars that there wasn't much I could do to keep my pace, my momentum. So, you know, that was really the only reason he even caught us, besides the flat tire. I mean, I don't know, you know, we might have blew a tire either way, obviously, but you never know. But it's interesting, Cole said he wanted to wait two more laps to pit, and with two to go, we blew a tire. So it was like, it's crazy how those things work out sometimes. And, you know, just sometimes it's just not your night, you know. Tonight wasn't our night. So guys did a fantastic job. Obviously, we had a super strong race car, and I think we lost the lead four or five times in the pit. So guys had a little bit of an off night. And, you know, we were able to get back to the lead, you know, on those longer runs. So we had a great car, just didn't work out for us tonight, but a lot to be proud of, like I said. And to come here and have a shot at winning this race 2 years in a row is, you know, it's a hell of an accomplishment. This place is so tough, and, you know, to run, you know, 498 miles an inch from the fence and scrape it four or five times to the right rear and never tear my car up and be leading a race is something I'm really proud of. So it wasn't our night, but we got a lot to be proud of.
All right, we'll take a few more questions for Martin. Let's go with Mike, and then I believe we have a question over in the left. Yes.
Yep. Mike Kimber, USA Today. Was it the right front tire?
Yeah.
How hard did you hit the wall? Was it
not hard? It was, you know, literally at the end of the back stretch. I was running so high getting in the corner anyway that I only had 6 inches to go to hit it. So I literally stepped on the brake. The car turned right. I went, you know, I was a foot from the wall when the tire popped, and I just kind of glanced off it and glanced around the track. So it really wasn't bad at all. And I was actually able to make two laps with the thing on the inner liner and finish eighth. So not bad, just disappointing more than anything.
All right, Jacob, go ahead.
Jacob Seelman, Performance Motorsports Network. Martin, I could tell just when you walked in here, and even, you know, on TV, you were leaning against the car. Everybody looks wore out. This, you know, this racetrack has a penchant for being a physical race, but tonight seemed like it was tougher than the last couple of years. Why was that? You know, what did you feel throughout the course of the race?
It was definitely tougher for a lot of reasons. I think that, you know, these cars are a lot harder to drive than they were last year. Tracks a year older. Tires are wearing out faster. The cars have less downforce. Cars have more horsepower. The competition's closer. It was really hot today, and for some reason these cars, it just seems like they just keep getting hotter and hotter and hotter inside. And all those things combined, just and the mental focus it takes to run here, you know. I was talking about 498 miles against the fence in 3 and 4, scraping it. You know, I mean, if you screw up 2 inches, you're done. You could ruin your night. So it's all those things on top of each other. It's just the mental focus and the physical part of it for me, I think, at the end was just I keep Gatorade in my drink bag in my car, and I ran out with like 100 to go, and we had no caution. We had a couple green flag stops, and typically there's no time to grab a drink from the crew, so I just kind of got dehydrated, I guess, a little bit at the end there, last 100, and it's just hot, man, you know, pouring your guts out. I gave it everything I had the last 100 laps, and come up 2 laps short, so. I was surprised. You know, typically here you'll have a guy scrape the wall, hit the wall, tear off some debris. Some guys were riding around tore up with bear bond and stuff flapping. You think something would fall off at some point in time. But, yeah, you just never know how these things are going to play out. You know, I mean, had we had a late caution, you know, we might have been in really good shape. But we might also got beat on a restart. You never know. So it just didn't work out tonight. Like I said, 2 laps, man, 2 laps.
All right, we're going to take 2 final questions for Martin. We're going to go to Bob, and then we'll wrap with Kelly. Go ahead, Bob.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. Everybody had talked about, you know, there should be something more for the regular season champ. Now that there is, I mean, do you feel like you've accomplished something bigger because of the playoff points involved?
Well, I think it's a huge accomplishment. I don't really understand exactly what you're asking me. I don't know if it means more to the team or I don't, you know, it's not harder to do because of that. I think it's, you know, I think in the past it's meant a lot. We've seen the guys that have won it. It's a lot to be proud of. It's so difficult to do in this sport, in this series. It's so competitive. So I would say it's not harder to do, but there's a lot more, there's a lot more benefit to doing it. I'm glad we picked the right time to do it. I think it's, I think we're, you know, the regular season winner is deserving of those extra points because it's so difficult to do. And, you know, I think it was a good decision to make that change. And, you know, they did it because of the difficult level and the guys that had performed at a really high level throughout the regular season and then, you know, had a bad race or two in the playoffs and lost their shot at winning a championship. So it would suck to win the regular season championship and just completely lose your shot at winning a title based on, you know, some kind of racing luck. I mean, racing's it's just the way it goes. Sometimes you have a couple bad weeks. And this, you know, rewards the guys that performed at a high level all season long that I think deserve to be, you know, around late in the playoffs.
All right, we're going to go to Kelly, and then we'll take 1 question from the press box. Go ahead, Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Martin, a bittersweet night, but the fact that you wrapped up the regular season championship with a week to spare, is there any kind of extra satisfaction in that or maybe kind of unbelievable that you were able to accomplish that?
Well, it's definitely special. It feels great. Definitely can go to Richmond without any pressure, which is awesome. The other cool part is I clinched my first championship, NASCAR championship here back in 04 in the Busch Series back then. So to do it here again tonight was really cool. It's just kind of a neat connection. Darlington's been good to me. I love coming here, and for that reason, I guess it's a little bit extra special to do it here tonight.
All right, additional question in the press box.
Yeah, one more real quick, Martin. Sure. Greg Engel, AutoWeek.com. Thanks for coming out.
No problem.
sorry. question is, one point, Kyle Larson was trying to stay on the lead lap. Did you get into him? I mean, you guys looked like you were pretty close. Did you get into him? Was there some bumping going on?
Yeah, I've got a big run on him off of 2, and I was hoping he'd give me the outside, and he slowed down to give me the inside down the backstretch, and I bumped him a little bit in the tail and then turned inside him and went on. So a little miscommunication on our parts. But, yeah, he was giving me a lane to go in, and just I was hoping he'd give me the opposite one he did. So we had him to bump a little bit, but – yeah, it was all good. We raced a lot together, especially early in the race. Raced hard with Kyle a lot, and in general a lot this year. And man, he's so much fun to race with. He's so talented. So glad that I definitely appreciated him giving me the room there at the end when I was trying to get through lap cars. But enjoyed racing with him for sure. He's awesome.
All right, Martin, we appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Time
appreciate
with
it.
Us. We know it was hot out there tonight, and congratulations again on clinching that regular season championship. All right, that concludes our post-race. We will be waiting on our winner to come in momentarily.